You're listening to SBS News.
Gina Rona came to Sydney 6 years ago from the Philippines. The 25-year-old had plenty of countries to choose from when considering where to begin her studies in nursing. Australia topped the list for many reasons.
I do believe that there's a lot of opportunities for registered nurses in this country, given the healthcare system that we have and the support that people offer in this country, and as well as the level of education that they offer as well.
She finished her degree with the University of Technology in Sydney in 2016. Despite the country crying out for registered nurses, it wasn't easy finding a job.
It's a struggle to get in because it's very limited, the opportunities for international students, because they consider your visa.
She's now on a 4-year sponsored visa with aged care home Uniting the Marion. The federal government recognises registered nursing as one occupation that can't be filled domestically, so it's given it priority status for overseas applicants, allowing fast-tracked visas and travel exemptions. It's one of 17 occupations recently added to the priority migration skilled occupation list, which also includes chief executives and managing directors, construction project managers, mechanical engineers, doctors, psychiatrists, and IT professionals. The expanded list has been welcomed by the CEO of Australian Industry Group, Innes Willocks.
This has to be a skills-led recovery, and there are obviously millions of people internationally who have the skills that we want and need in Australia.
Former Immigration Department Deputy Secretary Abul Rizvi says it's good in theory, but not so much in practice amid a pandemic.
Well, given the overseas arrivals cap, the issues with COVID and international people movements, it is inevitable that those positions will have to be filled by people already in Australia.
The federal government expects 2/3 of permanent visas this financial year to go to people already in Australia on temporary visas. The lack of new migrants is set to hurt the national bottom line, according to Chief Economist with the Centre for Economic Development of Australia, Jared Ball.
This is no doubt a seismic impact on the economy for the next couple of years.
The federal budget reveals there'll be 1 million fewer people in Australia than was anticipated, with population growth falling from 1.6% to just 0.2% this year. Net overseas migration is forecast to fall into negative territory for the first time since World War II, with a return to positive levels in 2022-23. Abul Rizvi questions that prediction.
That forecast, from where I sit at the moment, looks extraordinarily optimistic. I think the government will probably have to revisit that number down the track.
The reality is that for migration numbers to return to pre-pandemic levels, Mr. Willock says our international borders need to be reopened.
While we have international borders closed and Australia shut itself off from the world, obviously people aren't going to either want to come here or be able to come here. And this is the key. We need to open up as quickly as possible. And migration is a lifeblood for business.
But economist Jared Ball says Australia also needs to be positioned as an attractive destination for skilled workers through welfare support.
It's not too late to provide some kind of support to temporary migrants who provide a big net fiscal benefit to the federal budget in the good times, and those good times have lasted for, you know, the last 3 decades continuously. So I think it's important to give back, given that long record of contribution to the federal budget.
As for Jean, she wants to stay long term in Australia in a job she says isn't for everyone, but one she loves.
It's not about what nationality you are in. It's about really if you're built for the job, if you like the job, if your heart's in the job, then you go for it.
Catalina Flores, SBS News.